Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 64 of Finding True Wealth. I am Nick Hopwood, your host, and today I will be joined by Sean and Sarah Hillard. A couple weeks ago, we were having a conversation, and the topic of No Spend September came up, and I had never heard of it, so I was kind of intrigued, and I thought, if I've never heard of it, we need to share this and spread the word. So we're talking about No Spend September, what that means to the Hillards, and what do they learn from it. Some takeaways and some funny stories to share, and also whether or not you can do it yourself. So Sean and Sarah, welcome to Finding True Wealth.
Thank you for having us.
It's a kind of an exciting topic for me because I never heard of No Spend September before. And when you guys told me about it last time we were talking, I wanted to learn more. And if I've never heard of something, I figure, you know, money related, I figure that there's a lot of other people that probably haven't heard of it as well. So thank you for sharing your experience with No Spend September.
You're welcome.
So what does that exactly mean, No Spend September?
No Spend September is a mindset that we've taken on in the month of September that allows us to go ahead and be mindful of any expenses that are being made that are not necessary. And obviously expenses that are necessary can be made, and bills are always paid, and savings is still made, but any extras or any additional expenses that could be incurred are not made.
So you are recommending we pay the mortgage for September?
Definitely pay all your bills. Okay. Pay all the bills, anything that comes in, all your
water,
necessities.
Heat, all those important things, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how did you hear about No Spend September?
Actually, my sister started doing this a few years ago, except she didn't do it in September. Hers was Frugal February.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to do another one with your sister.
I know. but she went ahead, and I think she picked it because it was the shortest month. But
very smart.
Very smart, yeah. And it wasn't around a holiday or anything. So she picked Frugal February, and after talking with Sean, we kind of said, let's do this. And it was after summer months and vacations had been had. And so we kind of looked at our finances and said, you know what, let's do it September. And we gave it a fun name, No Spend September, to have that dedicated mindset.
So was your sister, you know, kind of the inspiration then, would you say?
Definitely.
Okay. So it's September has 30 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a little longer than February, but shorter than, you know, December. And certainly December would be pretty hard.
That would be tough. So yeah. Anybody that has, you know, for Christmas purposes, yeah, I wouldn't recommend that unless you really want a challenge. But I'd recommend doing either a lighter month or something where you have to look into what's your best plan throughout the year and what you would think would be a good month to try it with. But yeah, December would be a little rough, I think.
Yeah, setting ourselves up for the best probability for success.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what were the challenges, just off the top of your head, that you met in the month of September?
Well, I thought it'd be a lot easier for me because Sarah is more of the Amazon.com purchaser and I'm not. So I'm thinking, this is a great idea. I mean, I really don't buy too much. This is fine. But then I started looking into it. I was like, wait a minute. I really enjoy some really good beers here and there and some good bourbons that come out. And so you have to kind of think of your releases and stuff like that of what's coming out. And maybe you have to just tap into your reserves of what you have opposed to going out there and buying something new. So,
in fact, I think that maybe we had talked about another beer that was coming out in the month of September, and you had to skip that.
Had to skip it and just hopefully it'll still be there November, and if not, then hopefully they'll release it again next year or something like that. So yeah, it was a little more trickier than I thought it would be for myself.
You know, when I received that email from you, I actually thought to myself, oh great, I'm not really drinking in September because, you know, we had a long summer, we'll say. So I was gonna go, I pulled forward Sober October into September, and I skipped that one too, but life goes on.
It does.
Sarah, how about you? What was your biggest challenge?
A few of the challenges that I had came about, you know, when friends would go ahead and invite you out to something.
Yeah.
We've all been invited to parties at houses that either like a nail party or a stamp party or candle party. I still went. But I let the host know. I said, I'm just letting you know I'm participating in a family No Spend September. I will go. I will support you. I will be there to eat your snacks and things, but I'm not buying anything at this time.
That sounds like a good excuse for any of those parties going forward.
Absolutely. Just right. Tell them you're not invited. You're not going to be spending.
I'm here for the snacks.
Yeah,
just here for the snacks and the drinks.
And other challenges where I had a friend, invite me to one of the plays in downtown Detroit, and I said I would love to, but I can't spend that extra $700 in the month of September, and so took a pass on it. So it was just a reality that you have to have because of the mentality that you go into the month.
Wasn't there a cheat day though? Like, come on now, when we're on a diet, isn't Saturday the cheat day?
We try not to. We figure you got 11 more months that you have plenty of time to cheat, so just stick with it for one full month and see what you can do. Another kind of hurdle for us is we like to kind of once a week go out and have a little bite to eat somewhere else besides cooking at home and get a couple drinks here and like that, and we start looking at our bills and we're like, man, that's a lot of money to save when you don't do that once or twice a week of just going out and eating. Or maybe someone likes to get a cup of Starbucks every single morning. I mean, that would really add up if you brew some coffee at home instead. So
the latte factor.
Yes.
I prefer the Peak Organic blend myself.
Yeah, it is very tasty.
All right, so leading up to September, right, you picked your month.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a particular mindset that you had to have? Like, did you have to pump yourself up or something like this? Like whenever I start a diet, or I should say we start a diet together, it's always like looking forward past the weekend to Monday, like, mm-hmm. we're gonna just gorge ourselves this weekend and then we're gonna really get down dirty on Monday and mm-hmm. stick to it. Was there like a mindset shift that you had to do leading up to it?
I don't think so. I think this was our second year doing No Spend September.
Oh.
So I think going ahead and having that mindset that it was coming up, it was quite interesting. Just we kind of looked at each other at the end of August and we looked and said, is there anything that we need or want right now? Because we know starting September 1st, we're not going to be able to do that. We ended up going to a football game, so we made sure we bought the tickets beforehand. Therefore, we didn't have to buy the tickets.
Wait, hold on. Does that count?
To a certain point, that is a gray area. I mean, you can't go in there and buy three, big old, all your Amazon purchases for the month ahead. You can't go buy 12 cases of beer and a case of bourbon or whatever favorite liquor you have. And then then that doesn't really make doesn't make the point. You're just spending extra 1 month to make it pass.
Right.
So no. That would be a gray area, though, football game probably. But it was Eastern Michigan, so it's a lot easier to afford.
Like
than
giving
the
tickets away, right?
Yeah.
The factory.
It was amazing. It was a good game.
Good. What about the experience or the mindset or your emotions on day one, September 1st versus September 30th?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think when you go in, just like with anything, you have that, you're pumped up.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm ready for this to be done. And, at the beginning of the month, you go in and you're ready to do this and you have that mindset and you're ready to go ahead and really put forth all the effort, because it is an effort mm-hmm. to have that mentality to do it. At the end, you're ready to go out to dinner. And I know that sounds weird because I think it's a splurge to go out to dinner every once a week.
This is America, though.
That's true.
Right. I mean, we live at Applebee's, right?
Right, exactly. And so going ahead and having eating dinner every single meal is you just want to go out.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the month, it was just, finally, we get to go out to dinner. I don't usually eat out for lunch, but I know I can only imagine what that would be like for somebody taking on this No Spend September initiative.
No more lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bring in your
pack
lunch.
A sandwich. Mm-hmm. It was really nice for me because I'm the cook of the family, so that's 30 meals every single day of of cooking and all that kind of stuff. So it was nice not to cook for it. Yeah.
After 21 days, don't we develop a new habit, like a new routine? So I was thinking maybe by the end that you didn't necessarily crave that Applebee's out to eat dinner.
I don't know if that was the case. It was. I mean, honestly, it was nice to go out.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, there was one night, where we had to go ahead and we were running around with school activities and just it wasn't feasible for a night of dinner. And it's the choice that you made. Do you go and go to a full-out dinner, sit-down restaurant, or do you go grab a $5 hot and ready?
Yeah.
And you make that choice and understand the
difference. It's still the best value in the world.
Absolutely.
Hands down. Amazing.
What about the for an extra dollar, the extra pepperoni and cheese? What is it called?
Yeah,
extra
bestest or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Two of the three family members don't like pepperoni, so it's not even worth the expenditure for us because I'm getting just that much more pepperoni on my slices.
Yeah. But the other thing, Nick, to your point is we did another situation happened, and we were camping, and we were going out after the football game is what mm-hmm. happened, and we all went out to dinner afterwards, and we picked the restaurant that we had a gift card for.
That we received a while ago.
Yeah, we received a while ago, so we were able to go ahead and still, you know, choose wisely in what restaurant we decided to go to and not use any funds that were in our account.
I like it. Now, after all this effort and energy and discipline, it's a lot of discipline, really, at the end of the day. What kind of financial gain did you have as a result?
Well, we took a look at it and kind of did an analysis, and we estimate that our savings account, due to no extra expenses, of course, it was over $1,000. And I think I'm going light, to be honest. I think it was over $1,000. Yeah. And a lot of people have said to us, I can't believe you spend $1,000 on extra things. And I think if we all really take a good look and take a look at that account and see where our expenses were at, you'd be surprised how fast things add up.
Needs versus wants.
Right, yeah. Close that gap. Mm-hmm. And you closed it that month and it was over $1,000. And I think a lot of people, if they're thinking that they're less, they might be kidding themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we're even kidding ourselves saying $1,000. Yeah. I would venture a guess that it's a little higher than $1,000.
I bet. So what can you do with $1,000? You can increase your emergency fund. You can pay off an old credit card debt, pay extra on your mortgage. Mm-hmm. You could fund a Roth IRA, fund your HSA, increase your 401. Like, all these are great options, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I always tell people, when you get extra money, let's say you win the lottery or you get a raise or you get a bonus, there's three things that you can do with that extra money. One is save and invest. Two is pay stuff off. And three is spend it. So mm-hmm. I always say, there's only one bad choice.
Right.
I don't care if you save it or invest it or pay off stuff. Those are all great choices. Mm-hmm. So a no-spend September can really pad all those different goals, mm-hmm. right? You can choose which goal it's going to be allocated to.
Definitely.
Or even spend it into a couple ones if you really want to, depending
on it. Do you think that I'm cut out to do this? Do you think anyone can do it? Or are there people that, you know, it's not going to work for?
I think anybody could do it. It's just you have to get in the mindset of it. And you have to look at what is really important. You have to have the mindset that this is something I want to do. I want to see the results. I want to see what I can achieve by just buying the bare necessities for a month. And like I said, you have to look at what your spend is. So if you're like a big summer vacation person, I wouldn't recommend doing a June or July, because when you're on vacation, money's
not gonna work.
No, it's not gonna work at all. So, you know, but you can just name it any fun thing you want. It could be, you know, just minimalistic March or May, or
mind blown.
Yeah, exactly. So February, like I said, December would be tough, but yeah, just I think anybody could do it.
And I think it's important to understand and define with your family what is a need and what's a want. And passing that on to your children as well. I mean, something as small as I had a pack of chapstick in my hand at a store one day. And I said to myself, oh, I need chapstick because I'm out in a purse or something. And I was like, wait a minute, you have four other chapsticks. Why are you buying this extra? It's a want, but it wasn't a need. So I think that day I walked out with Band-Aids. And I walked out of the store with Band-Aids. And we walked out.
That's amazing.
And with an 8-year-old, Band-Aids are a necessity.
right.
Yeah. So 8-year-old, okay. Third grade?
Yep.
Okay. Third grade. How do kids respond to this type? You said it's been 2 years now, so age 7, mm-hmm. age 8. You know, did you notice a difference year after year? Did you notice anything peculiar or funny? Is there something you want to share with children?
It was actually quite funny. We're like, well, we're coming up upon September. He goes,
you remember that?
It's no spend September, isn't it? And we're like, yes, it is. And so he understood what that meant, and he understood that there was no extras being given. And even to the point of, we were at the store and we were buying the Band-Aids, and he wanted something else. And I said, listen, if you would like to buy this, you might not be participating in no spend September, but mom and dad are. And if you want to buy that, you brought your wallet, and you can dig in. And he made that conscious decision whether he wanted to buy it or not, because he knew I wasn't going to. Mm-hmm. And the answer was no. And it was actually pretty easy to say no, because it's no snow in September.
I think that this is a lesson that any kid could learn a lot from. I try to talk to my kids a lot about money, and you know, they do chores and they earn, so they mm-hmm. have the opportunity to make those kinds of decisions. Mm-hmm. And they want to buy video games and all kinds of garbage like mm-hmm. that. And when we say no, sometimes they say, well, I'll use my own money. But then part of me is like, well, I don't want you to have that. So the answer is a hard
no. Sorry. Still
I don't care who's paying for it. It's a hard no. But, you know, it would be interesting to see how my kids, if they would respond the same way as yours. I'd like to test that out.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate, our kids. I mean, not to brag, but we feel he's an easy kid. And he's not the kid that's going to be in the department store throwing a fit because he can't buy the one car that we said no to six times, you know. So it was a little easier for us. It might be a little more difficult for, you know, other children. For you. For you, yes, exactly. But, no, I think it's something that anybody can do.
Okay, so obviously, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask is, hey, does it have to be September? But obviously, I was way off on that because we can find an excuse any month, February, March, May, like you said. And I was also going to ask, would you do it again? But obviously, you've done it again. You've done it twice. Well, maybe I will ask, are you going to do it again?
Definitely.
Third time? Definitely.
Definitely. You know, as we look in, we talked about what to do with that $1,000. It's nice because after the summer months, and this is why we've chosen September, is after those summer months, sometimes the bank account does deplete a little.
Yeah.
You know, it drops down, and it's nice to have that bump up back in the account after the no spend September and going into the holidays. So definitely September works for us. If it doesn't work for everybody, that's fine. Just pick your month and stick to it.
And there you have it, Sean and Sarah Hillard in the Peak Wealth Management Global Headquarters Studio, whatever we want to call it, sharing their thoughts and experiences with No Spend September, or others call it Frugal February. I guess it is what it is, whatever you'd like. Big takeaway here is that anyone can do it, and we're eliminating the unnecessary expenses. Imagine what you could do with that extra money. So if you've done something like this, or if as a result of listening, you go ahead and perform one of these months, we would love to get your feedback and understand what was your takeaway and what you did to change your life with the money. That's it for this episode. We will see you next time. Take care now.